More than one dozen groups in the Tri-Cities will get gaming grants for their arts and cultural programs. And the Société Francophone de Millardville, which is marking its 40th year, is among the biggest recipients with $90,000 coming in for its Festival du Bois celebrations at Mackin Park in Coquitlam. On Friday, December 15, the provincial government released its list of BC organizations that will split $18.2 million in the latest round of community gaming grants. BC has the greatest concentration of artists and cultural workers per capita in Canada, said Lana Popham, the provincial government's Minister of Tourism, Arts, Culture and Sport, in a news release. We're proud to support the arts and culture sector through the community gaming grants as it plays a vital role in promoting the resilience, vitality and well-being of our communities. We strongly believe that everyone should have access to arts and culture in their communities. Besides the Société, which is headed up by Executive Director Joanne Dumas, the other Tri-City recipients are Dream Rider Production Society, $65,000, Coastal Sound Music Academy Society, $49,000, Coquitlam Heritage Society, $44,600, Theatrix U Theater, $38,000, Port Moody Arts Centre Society, $33,500, Golden Spike Days Society, $20,000, Phoenix Vocal and Performing Society, $20,000, BC Highland Dancing Association, $14,000, Les Echos du Pacifique, $10,000, CDMF Performing Arts Festival Society, $8,500, West Coast Harmony Chorus, $6,000, Port Coquitlam Heritage and Cultural Society, $5,650, Urillo Contemporary Music Society, $4,000, Art Focus Artists Association, $3,000, Creative Dance Association, $2,500.